As it was mentioned, today is our last day with Lee and Wanda Smith with us, and at the end of service this morning, we will honor them. But I want to start and say a couple things briefly, and I have to tell you a story. When I was a youth minister here a number of years ago, Lee was one of the elders, and Lee would kindly, he and I would go to lunch periodically, and as I was needing help in different ways, some guidance and some wisdom, we'd go to lunch. And so he and I'd sit down, and he was starting to lead us in a prayer, but when we did that, we'd grab hands across the table. And I've never told this story, so apologize, Lee. But Lee would grab my hand with my wedding ring, and he would clamp down like vice grips. And just that old man strong, right? And he would clamp down and he would start praying. And I would start praying in my mind for God to give me the strength to withstand this pain until Lee ends our prayer. And I never had the courage to tell him, Lee, that hurts, but Lee's so strong. Now, joking aside, I don't have enough words and we don't have enough time for me to say what I know many of you feel, but I'll just say from me what the admiration I have for Lee and Wanda Smith. I don't have the words. And you'll get hungry after a while. So I don't have the time. But I do want to say that when I think of Lee Smith, I think of an encourager. And when I think of Wanda, I think of class. Wanda is one of the most classy Christian women I know. And so I hold them up for the rest of us to follow in their steps of godliness. And just for a moment, if I could, I'd like to have, if you're a deacon, please stand. And deacons and your wives, please stand for just a minute. In the mid-50s, Lee came to this area. Wanda was already here, but the two of them began serving in God's kingdom at Central, at 5th and Garfield. And when they did, they took the torch of soldiers who served in the kingdom before them. And they've served all this time, and as they're leaving us today, and I want to have the deacons stand as, and there are others, this applies to all of us in whatever leadership position you have in the kingdom, whatever way you serve in a ministry, we're taking the torch from these two. And I want to encourage you, thank you, deacons and wives, I want to encourage you in particular, but for the rest of us, let's take the torch. They've done so well, they've served tirelessly. And so anyway, we love you both, we love your family. And so we've been looking forward to this day, and it's a happy day and it's a sad day, but we appreciate you too. I want to look back at 2017 this morning. And there are a number of things as we look back on a previous year. There are a number of things that we would call special. Now, what I'm saying right now is not kingdom things, but just earthly things. Things that we consider special that you may think about on a time like this, reflecting back. For example, family. Family is good. Family is valuable. Family is a blessing. Having your health, if you have your health, that's good. It's valuable. It's a blessing. Making memories. Making memories, it's good. Valuable. A blessing. But God's business is different. God's business, it does not fade. God's business lasts. God's business is for eternity. It does not disappoint. It doesn't end. And so what I want us to reflect back on this morning is in the kingdom, in the church, things that we do for God and in His name, to honor His name, to grow His kingdom, those things, they'll be forever. And one thing we tried to focus on this year, our theme for this year, living transformed. We've tried to focus on that this year. And Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And so that's a lot of what we tried to focus on this year, is being more, God, I want to be more like you. I want to be less like me. I want to be less like the world that I'm in. So I want to just highlight a few things this year. I'm sure there will be something I missed. There's so many things that you do, that we do as a church, that it's hard to list them all. But I want us to reflect together. One of the things we did is we added on another deacon. Zach Foote was brought on as another deacon for our congregation, working with involvement. Zach does a number of things. One of the things he does is coming up this Saturday, a men's breakfast. That's one of the things that Zach has organized for us. But that's a great thing this past year. I want to mention we had a ladies' tea. And I'll kind of try to go through chronological order. But remembering back, we have a ladies' tea every year. It's wonderful. Janine does a fabulous job with that. It's a blessing. We have a couples retreat. We did that last winter, early in this year, 2017. Couples retreat is a huge blessing to the married couples who are able to go to that and strengthen their marriages. The teens took a spring break trip. Had a men's retreat this past spring. Men got away down to the Norman area and strengthened each other, sharpened each other. LTC happens throughout the year, but it culminates in the weekend right before Easter, the Saturday before Easter. And so for our young people, and they're at it again for this year's LTC. But I love LTC. I love that our kids and our adults get to work, and we work so much learning and applying God's Word in different ways. And so it's great. Had an Easter egg hunt. Our kids, our younger kids, went to what's called Kids Camp at Burnt Cabin. Then, of course, we had VBS this past summer. A lot of VBSs with different congregations are kind of fading in this, this current age. Ours continues to do well and go strong. We had over 100 kids a couple nights. And so the value of coming together and just spending a week on God with young people of our community. We typically have two visiting children for VBS for every one of our children. And so it's wonderful. We had a number of activities for our grade school age kids throughout the summer, what we call KFC, second grade to sixth grade, those age children. Did a number of those things throughout the summer. A number of teen events throughout the year. This is just one. This is a float trip down to Illinois. This is the one where Brian Benton got a little better looking. And that's kind of weird for me to say, but he had an injury to his nose, being a good Samaritan and helping us get unstuck. Float trip. But, I want to say that our young people are so active together throughout the year. There's so much going on, I can't highlight all the youth activities. But I do want to stop for just a moment, and I appreciate Keith Thompson, and I appreciate Janine. So often when the teens are doing things, I'm dropping off my team. Keith is there. Many times Janine is there. There when they bring them back. How do you express what it means to know that you teach your child about God, and when you entrust your child to these that are working with our youth, you know that they're teaching your child the same thing. And we're trying to get our kids to heaven. That's what we're trying to do. And so, Keith, I appreciate you. Janine, I appreciate you. And I know you probably don't hear that enough, but for all that you've done this past year, thank you. Appreciate Jonathan and his work teaching our young people, any who've taught our teens in the past year. It's a blessing, and so thank you. But our teens went to church camp at Burnt Cabin again this year. Lives are changed, transformation. When young souls come back, having put on Christ in baptism, and others come back, having rededicated their lives, just the strength from church camp. It's amazing. We had, I believe, the first annual church-wide camping trip this year. That was a great event, and many of you were able to go to that. I regret not being able to be there for a number of reasons, but one of the One of the greatest reasons I regret not being able to be there is I don't have a great picture of Jonathan in these shorts because his mother is so embarrassed by it. She's edited them and cropped them and deleted them, but Jonathan has a reputation for these cut-off shorts that he has dug out of the 70s. And anyway, it's good as a church just to be together, isn't it? It's good just to be together. And there's a time for that. There's a word for that. It's called fellowship. There's a time to study, and there's a time to serve. There's a time to worship. There's a time to just be together. Our church-wide picnic that we do every year, another great success, a wonderful time to get out. And, you know, a reminder to you, if you were able to be there, you remember we have a number of our guests and friends and family who come to the picnic. And so we're able to see some faces that maybe we don't normally see. That's a big deal. And so that was a blessing this year. The teens went to a teen leadership conference. Teens went to a teen leadership conference this past, just a few weeks ago. And wanted to highlight that. And then Trunk or Treat, it seems to just grow every year. This year we had, it's hard to count, but we had upwards of 800 guests who come on our property during Trunk or Treat. They appreciate it. It means something to them, and it means something to us to have another way to contact. This picture to me is what Trunk or Treat's about. I mean, I can show you trunks, I can show you costumes. This is what it's about. It's faces we don't recognize, and that they know exactly where we are. They know who we are, and so we continue to gain from that, and we praise God for it. Our ladies had a retreat just a little while ago. Other things that have happened this past year, the teens went on a winter retreat, the widow's brunch, activities like a young men's outing. There are a number of singles game nights that we have during the week. The talent show, Coco and Carol's, we just finished with. And I also want to mention just kind of regular ongoing activities. Things like our Bible classes that we have Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday. If you have taught a Bible class for our children this year, 2017, please stand for just a minute. If you've taught one of our children's classes this year, or helped, if you've helped in a class, if you've taught or helped in Bible hour, please stand. Remain standing, please, sorry. If any of you have helped or taught in Bible hour, of everything that, please stay there just for a second. I'm sorry, I know this is uneasy. Of everything you've done this year, I don't know anything that you could say is more important, maybe equal to, but more important than teaching a child about God, how to get to heaven. Thank you. You can sit down. Thank you, teachers. Thank you. We need more. We need to train more, recruit more. We need more help. But teachers, I can't brag on you enough. You're teaching my child about God. What's that word? That's why it's important for me to be here at 9:30. I want my kids to be learning more and more and more about God. Thank you, teachers. Monday Night for the Master is a big thing for us. It's an opportunity. It's an organized way that we serve. We serve together. I think the greatest thing about Monday Night for the Master is we're able to serve alongside each other. It's much more enjoyable that way. There's more joy in it. There's more blessing in it. It's more effective in many ways. We made 117 home visits as a result of Monday Night for the Master this past year. We have a prayer group, and it doesn't have to be men, but it just is. Recently, four or five of our men gather and pray every Monday night for the Master. And adding up their time in prayer comes to about 10 hours of solid prayer. 10 straight hours, if you were to put it together, of our men praying for you, praying for the kingdom. We sent out over 1,400 cards to encourage people. Our members, visitors, one special effort this year was toward our local law enforcement. We took cards to them that said, we as Sand Springs Church of Christ and me as an individual We pray for you. We thank you. We appreciate you. So there are a number of things that have come from what we've done this year, but why do we do it? We do it for God and His glory. And Proverbs 16:3 is a great reminder. It says, "Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established." As we look back, that's what we want to see. God, I want to see you. This is about you, God. It's about what you've done, how you've blessed. And then we'll do the same looking forward to 2018. But it's about God. And if you remember from Scripture, one of the things that's near and dear to God's heart as we read through this book is widows and orphans. You find multiple times that Scripture will talk about God having a heart for widows and orphans. And probably the reason is widows and orphans are in need. They need help. They're not able, especially in ancient times, to sustain themselves and take care of themselves. They need help, and they're often taken advantage of. And that's important to God. And so I say that to say that our benevolence work is important to God. What we do, benevolence, meaning helping those who are less fortunate. We had 4 blood drives this past year. We do those to help people. We also do those just so people from our community come in our doors and we get to see them. They get to know where we are and who we are. We had 119 different uses of our food pantry this past year. Almost $5,000 you gave out of your generosity for our food pantry ministry. It's a small pantry, but it helps a lot of families. And I want you to know, because I see these families. Janet sees them. Talk to her. Ask her sometime. We see them. They need help. And we're able to help them. And we, of course, are conscious about being taken advantage of. But I promise you, we're helping way more than are taking advantage of us. And to help give someone food when they're hungry is a beautiful thing. We had 2 grocery drives to help Hope Harbor's Children's Home. When the hurricane struck, your generosity came forth. We put together $1,600 and sent to help those affected by hurricanes this past year. There are other ways that the benevolence ministry helps, and Brian is so great at that as our deacon of benevolence, because so many needs come forth, and as a church, we can't just give all of our money away, and we don't want to help those who really aren't. We want to help people up. We don't want to give a handout. And so Brian screens all of that. But a number of other things are done to help people. And those are a little more private and personal. But you just need to know that lives are being affected and lives are being changed by your partnership. I've left a couple things toward last, and because to me these are the more precious. But our mission efforts, and I appreciate so much Greg being here for class and going to Liberia, putting together his presentation for us this morning during class. If you were here in class, that's a whole different world, isn't it? And we're partnering with God to try to reach souls in Liberia. But through our Silver Box generosity this past year, a leader in the New Mexico Children's Home came and made a presentation. We were able to bless that work. Solomon Agu came, and we, to the tune of $2,200, sent back to the work in Nigeria. There's a work in Haiti that individuals came and presented to us on that. We gave them $1,000. You did through the Silver Box. 4 of those children in those orphanages are now sponsored by you, 4 of you. Or 4 families of our congregation now do that. Liberia, $9,300. And let me show you a few slides here. This is from the work in Haiti. The orphanages there and the work that's going on. This is the work in Nigeria. Liberia, as Greg mentioned, and these pictures are may not be quite as up to date as what he showed us this morning, but this is the building there that our Silver Box collection went to pay for that roof. And then I want to talk a minute about this. This year is an exciting year for us because the work in Canada came to a completion in the sense of a grand opening. And when Greg first went to see Jean Grenier, we had not been there to Canada to the work. And the year that Greg went, this is what the building looked like. It was an old shop that had been obtained and had dreams of a church building, a place for the church to meet there in Quebec. The year following that year, four of us went, and it still looked like this. And there was red tape. They couldn't work on it. We couldn't help them with it. But upon completion, this is what it looks like now through the renovation. And we've had members here go on multiple trips. We've helped with that building on the outside, on the inside, the red on the top that we put the window in. The red that you see at the top of this is a distressed look of corrugated steel, and our ladies painted that multiple layers. It's beautiful, and it's to God's glory. And so just a couple pictures of their opening. We rejoice with them, don't we? With the church in Canada that now has a place that they can gather together. They can invite friends and neighbors. Our heart is in this ministry. And I want to point out, if you don't think you, one individual, can change much, I doubt that Greg knew that the year he went, what would follow from that. But from one man having the courage to take the steps to go, from that comes another group that goes, then a larger group that goes, then a larger group that goes, another group that goes. Funds are gathered, and a dream happens, and it's God's dream. But I want to show you what one person can do. And Greg, we thank you. And it's not that Greg did it all, but when one soul says to God, God, you can send me, or God, I'll sign up, or God, I'll do this. I don't know if anyone else will, and this thing may flop, but I'll step out and do it. Isn't that great? And so this one's exciting to me. We had two Friends Days this past year. And from our Friends Days and other days, just throughout the year, we had 132 families visit our congregation this past year. 132. And a few more today. And so that's what we're about, is trying to spread God's love to more people. When you talk about transformation, these people were transformed because they put on Christ in baptism. They surrendered their life to their Savior. They turn from sin and turn toward God. And so transformed lives. We have new members whose lives have been enriched, and ours are enriched because they're here with us. Living transformed. All right, Proverbs 3:5, our scripture reading today. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. This is what we're about. God, you lead us. We don't know, but we know you know. And we're going to follow you. We pray for your blessing, for your leadership. 2017 was God's year. It was God's year. And I just wanted to remind you of the things that were really eternally priceless. This is what you do as a church family. It's what God does through you. So when we think and when we look to 2018, what do we think about? What do we dream about? What could be? What could happen for God? What could I do for God this next year? And so I want to leave you with that on your heart. I think you can relate to this thought. This is how I feel about it. And that is, God, I'm not worthy to enjoy working in your kingdom. I'm not worthy to experience the joy and blessing of just partnering in this. So we're humble, right? But we need to dream about the future because God is dreaming. And we want to be a part of that. So be thinking about that. We're going to sing a song of encouragement. If you're here this morning, we'd love to help you in any way. If there's one here this morning who you've never given your life to Christ, never become a Christian, We'd love to help you with that. If there's something we can do, if you'd come while we stand and sing.
Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. And nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. To my feet and a light unto